Welcome to my daily teaching videos. It is great to have you here. I've been looking forward to being here with you because today I'm going to jump into a brand new series all on the subject of how to build a relationship with God. And I really do encourage you to listen all the way through, bake this into the fabric of your day, because it's so vitally important that we learn to enter a relationship with God. Amen. The church has done a pretty good job of helping people start relationships with God. The church has done a really bad job of helping people enjoy and flourish and walk in the fullness of that relationship with God. And over the coming weeks, I'm going to really explain how to build into, again, the fabric of your daily life, a relationship with God that actually really works. How to be a friend of God. Before we jump into today's teaching, let me do two or three quick announcements. Firstly, I have a brand new book on this subject called Building a Relationship with God. It is out now on Amazon. You can get this as a paperback or as a Kindle download. And I also have a study guide that goes with the book and helps you get the most of that. We have several churches here in the U.S. that are now using this as a small group resource. So if you're a church pastor, you might want to consider that. It's just me. I'm a tactile person, but I really would encourage you to get a physical copy of a book and write on it and draw circles and make it yours. It's so easy to have digital things that live there in the cloud. There's something real about holding something, reading it with your Bible, going through and engaging with it. You get a whole new level of experience that way. Good. Secondly, if you're new to my YouTube channel, it is great to have you here. Welcome. My name is Graham. I am a British French American. Go figure. Live 22 years in the UK where I was born, live 20 years in France, where I still have a home, and now live 13 years in the United States. But I am a citizen of heaven. Most of all, I lead churches here in New England, travel internationally, but I love coming to YouTube and teaching. We have over 1 million subscribers to our YouTube channel, so I want to say a big thank you to all of the subscribers to this channel. And lastly, I want to say a big thanks to the partners of my ministry. You know who you are. You are awesome. We love you. And if you're not yet a partner, I would really encourage you praying about becoming one. Boom. Well, welcome to day 4 of this teaching on building a relationship with God. Today I'm going to be going through my structure notes, my notes from the new book I have written on this subject. And today I want to talk about the practice of relationship. I don't know if you've ever thought about this much, but there are relationships, all relationships have a beginning. There can be an organic side to a relationship where we don't usually think about it, and relationships meet and blossom and flourish and bloom without really thinking about. I think with most relationships, including, let's say, a romantic one, a marriage relationship, there comes a time where we actually need to think through. There comes a time where if we only allow a relationship to exist, and to, if we allow its form to be defined by just whatever happens organically, will we run into problems? Usually a time will come in every marriage where we think through, well, how are we doing married life? How are we dealing with married life? I'm a romantic, I love romance. Boy meets girl, how cool is that? And all you need is love, dun, 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 dun. And yet, after a while, they've got a house or two houses and a mortgage and a dog and three kids and three cars and this and five jobs and a whole bunch of dues. I mean, are they blessed? Yes, they're blessed. And yet, suddenly, it's not about all you need is love. There's a whole bunch of other things going on in the context of that. And I think in the same way, we come to Jesus and all we need to do to meet Jesus is call on the name of the Lord. All we need to do in one sense is cry, God, help, save me, a sinner, and he will be saved. God, I don't think God ever comes to anybody and says, you didn't pray the right prayer. You didn't say the magic words. He's looking at the cry of our heart more than any specific word we speak. And when we call on the name of the Lord, we step into the glorious experience of salvation. Hallelujah. How wonderful is that? Now, the problem is so many of us end up in that place where we are not enjoying and not flourishing at times. Has anything happened in our relationship with God? No, in one sense, we're like the boy who met the girl. the basic building blocks of the two parties in that relationship are still there, but we've allowed lots of other things to come in. And I think it behooves us, it's good and right and important that we think about our relationship with God. We think about how to build a relationship. You know, relationships, I've often said this to people in ministry who, it seems, haven't thought this through. All relationships exist in a context. If you take the context away from the relationship, you often find the relationship falls apart. There are many people, for instance, who built a relationship, let's say, with a work colleague. You go to work every day. You know, there are probably times in some of our lives where we spend more time with a work colleague than we might with our children or with a husband or wife or whatever. Imagine if you worked 8 to 10 hours a day in an office and you get there and you're in that same place interacting with somebody, drinking coffee with them. I have had several seasons of my life where I've worked in a place where I'm basically with the same people every day and we're, you know, we know each other really, really well. Because we spend 8 to 10 hours a day talking. Now, I leave that job, or they do, or something, business closes down, whatever. Sometimes what usually happens is the relationship dies with the context. Now, 10, 20 years later, you can come back and have a reunion, all the people who used to work at the XYZ company, and yet you're not really, you don't usually have much of a relationship, an ongoing relationship going on there. You're usually trading on the joint memories of what happened all of those years ago, and you become very different people. Now, it's a sad thing in a kind of a marriage relationship, or we could say relationship with children, where there was a wonderful season of warmth, fellowship, and relationship, and they've grown apart, and they're living, trading on where they were many, many years ago. Let's talk about our relationship with God. We can learn how to build a relationship with God. It is not enough that we're living today in a dysfunctional relationship with the Lord, trading on how we once lived with Him many years ago, or trading on the fact that one day in the future we will have a glorious relationship in eternity. God wants you to have that glorious relationship with Him now. And my challenge to you, and again, we'll talk about this more in the days to come, but what are the contexts? Where are the places you meet God? You can practice your relationship with the Lord. It's interesting. I'm a guitar player, and for many years I've been playing guitar. I have many guitars. I have guitars in my homes, in my offices, places like that. I'm actually really quite far away from a guitar. And what will happen to me, usually about 5 to 10 times a day in my office, let's say at home, I'll be making some tea, and while that kettle is boiling, I'll grab my guitar and start playing, and I forget I'm even making tea. And I set myself up to practice. If I were to only practice guitar when I went to a special storeroom and take a guitar out and tune it and put strings on it and set it up, it wouldn't happen. What I've learned is I make it easy to practice those things. I make it easy. I take away the resistance, the incline on the treadmill. I make it easy to do. And I believe there are things we can do to make our relationship with God easy. Yeah? Now, I once played golf, I think in about 1977. Could have been 1978, but it was a long time ago. Yeah? Now, if I came to you and said, I am a golf player, that would be a slight exaggeration. Yeah, I have not played for many, many, many years. Let's say 45 years, something like that. Probably more than that now. That I can't say I'm a golfer. I can say I once played golf. And if you're a golfer, it's something you practice. And my encouragement to you is, if you want to build the relationship that you want, if you want to build a relationship that God wants, if you want to build a relationship the world around you needs, and if you're going to build a relationship with God that you actually need, that your soul craves and longs for, I believe you need to start, and I believe you need to come to this subject with humility. You know, if you'll keep doing what you're doing in terms of your relationship with God, you'll keep getting what you've already got. It's not rocket science, is it? If we do what we've always done, we'll get what we actually have. And I want to suggest to you at the beginning of this journey that you come to this subject with humility. You come to this subject to learn, but you also come to this subject to unlearn. You come to this subject being willing to let go of your thoughts, your ways, your practices, and step into a whole new place where you allow God to give you the habits, the practices, the context that will build a relationship with Him, which will really change and satisfy you. Selah. Boom. Guys, I'm going to be back tomorrow with a short Q&A. If you have any questions on this, I'm going to take 5 or 6 questions on this subject. And I'll be back next week with more teaching on this. Again, remember, grab a hold of a copy of this book, and the study guide that goes with it would also really help you on that journey. Bless you guys. I'm gonna see you. Yeah. Yeah. Hey friends, in my daily teaching video today, I jump into part 4 of my brand new series on building a relationship with God. In today's video, I talk about the practice of how do we actually build a relationship. A relationship can happen, can come into existence, and can be built organically without much thought. But often there's a period where if that's all we do, there's a breakdown in that relationship, and we need to be thoughtful about how we practice relationship. What are the contexts? What are the meeting places? What are the rendezvous? What are the habits, the patterns that uphold and sustain a relationship? Relationships don't exist in a vacuum. They exist in a context. And in today's video, I explain how to build that relationship with God that works. Bye for now. Guys, again, thanks for watching. I'll be back tomorrow with another lesson. I really would encourage you, because it's life-changing, to pick up a copy of this book. Again, you gotta, Amazon will get it to you tomorrow in most countries, and I know this will be a blessing to you. Drop me a line if I can pray for you. I'd love to hear from you. And I'll be back tomorrow with another lesson. Bye for now.